This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good to, as we always do at this time, talk to a dear friend of the show. He is the founder of Pregame.com. They are the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. You can find him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. RJ Bell joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. What's happening, RJ?
Oh, not much. You know, I can feel the transition from NBA, you know, free agency and such, to football.
Yeah, it's happening. There's already a couple teams in training camp, and I'm headed to West Virginia next weekend for Texans training camp. So, yeah, it's in the air for sure, RJ. Hey, before we get to either of those two topics, I want to talk about golf for a second with Tiger Woods hanging around today, I guess we'll call it. He was in the lead for a little bit. And I had Twitter open while the British Open was while the Open was going on, as I do for pretty much most of my life. And at one point, there was some live wagering going on where just Tiger getting into a tie for the lead put him minus odds, like -110, -130, something like that, to win the tournament. When there was this big gaggle of players all within a stroke of each other, and I'm just curious, just the Tiger effect on wagering, both for these tournaments and then in tournament, is that type of live wagering reaction, is that kind of indicative of some of the things we've talked about with Tiger when they've put out the futures odds on the majors, that it's the name Tiger just kind of gets people, even in a live wagering situation where they're watching it with their eyes, it gets people get all kind of they get all, you know, touchy-feely about Tiger?
Yeah, so there's often a debate amongst sports bettors who know a little bit but not a lot. The debate is, well, is the odds about splitting the result or splitting the action? And the reality is it's usually going to be splitting the result, and on rare occasions there's enough bias that that line has to be adjusted to split the action. Because of the bias, there's going to be a certain player or team that's going to be bet in an inordinate way, just illogical way. No doubt about it, Tiger Woods is one of those bettable commodities, either a team or, in this case, an individual player, that people just want to bet. So if you're looking at in-game, in-tournament in this case, there's going to be two phenomenons that lead to Tiger being priced in a way that's just too expensive. One is that bias to bet him to start with. Hey, we know if some other golfer with Tiger's history the last 3 years was in this exact spot in the leaderboard, the betting would be so much different than Tiger being there. All right, that's just a fact, and thus must be accounted for. But there's actually a second factor, Sean, and that's that they're trying oftentimes to compensate for being exposed to Tiger anyway. So let's just say there's a future odds before the tournament. Let's say the matchups where it can be Tiger versus one golfer, who does better? And then the betting after the first round, second round, third round, all of that has a bias towards Tiger also, especially if he's in contention, that they're not afraid to get lopsided the other way. Oh, look, those Tiger odds are horrible. I'm going to bet the other way. They want that because it helps them even up their exposure on Tiger in other betting pools.
What's last Tiger question, RJ, before we get into Kawhi Leonard here. What's a reasonable window, do you think, for the – just a yes or no question. Will Tiger win another major, yes or no, within X? What do you think is a reasonable window for that to be an even money bet? Or is it open-ended? Is Will Tiger win another major? I haven't seen odds on that, but – what are your thoughts on just Tiger winning? Because he was obviously in contention today. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so you're asking a very interesting question. So let's just say for the Boston Celtics, a team there's a lot of optimism for in the next X number of years. What would be the amount of years that I would have to give you to say even money Boston will win a title in the next X years. So just gut feeling, what's the number that you're saying? I would take the yes if you gave me this many seasons.
I'd say four. Four or five. Forget about the Warriors. My bad. We're living in the age of the Warriors.
Five would have been my number. So
yeah.
We're in the range. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, so what you're asking me is, well, is there even a finite number of years for Tiger?
Right.
Or would his whole career not even be minus money? And
correct.
I would make the case his whole career would not be minus money. If you told me, now the question here is, well, when do you settle up, right? So
yeah.
52
yes.
maybe, you would say. The odds after that are very slim. But between
yeah.
now and 52, I would put the odds that he's an underdog, Tiger Woods, to win another major.
Just one major? Wow, that's amazing to me. Okay, well,
I'll tell you, Sean, I heard people 3-4 years ago
yeah.
saying they thought, I mean, sharp people I respect, they would say, you know, even money, Tiger wins one more. I would say no. That was a couple years ago. Now, again, obviously, right after seeing him play fairly
yeah.
well. But, boy, here's the question I asked on another show, and let me ask you if you don't mind quickly.
Sure, yeah.
If Tiger Woods in his prime, and what we know is at his pinnacle, it was Tiger even money versus the field in any tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if he was motivated like a major.
Yep.
If we drop Tiger from his prime with a time machine into today, next major, is he the favorite?
The next in his prime, yes, I would say he's the favorite.
I
don't know
that.
Tiger in his prime. I don't think it's a pretty good field. You're saying comparing him to the group of golfers that exist right now, like it's
the
a deeper
I'm
field.
Is I think everything. It's like if you know, this is maybe a more extreme case because it's been longer. I'm a huge Steeler fan. Jack Lambert is a Hall of Famer. He was 215 pounds, ran a 4.9 as a middle linebacker.
Yeah.
I don't know if he gets on the field today. Right?
Yeah, but golf
gotten so much better that even Tiger in his prime, which was relatively the most dominant golfer, is he clearly the favorite now?
Yeah, I maybe not as clear as he used to be, and it's probably not Tiger versus the field anymore. But I don't know that golf has changed as drastically. You know, I don't know that golf has changed as drastically in 13 years as football has in 40 years. You know what I'm saying?
13 years ago, Tiger wasn't against. You know, at that point, he wasn't against the field necessarily, even money.
So we're talking like early 2000s, probably, right?
Let me say one last thing, though.
Sure.
I think you might be right. Meaning, if it were Tiger versus any one golfer today, Spieth or whatever, I still take Tiger. But I tell you this, the depth today, the 20th best player, the 30th best player, is so much better than they were 20 years ago. I think even Tiger in his prime is 5 or 6 to 1 in these tournaments, where back in the day he was even money.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And maybe I'm answering a different question than you asked. I certainly don't think, RJ, that it would be Tiger minus 110 versus the field. I don't think if you drop Tiger in his prime into today, but I do think he would have the shortest odds in these tournaments. You know what I mean? I think he'd be, you know, plus 300, and then the Spieths and the McIlroys of the world would roll in at 5 to 1, 6 to 1 after that, that kind of thing. So I think he'd have the shortest odds.
I generally agree.
Yeah. RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com, joining me here for his weekly visit. All right, the Kawhi effect, RJ. This was really interesting. Kawhi Leonard traded to the Raptors. I find this interesting gambling-wise from two standpoints. One, and we can talk about this, just the effect on both teams of this trade, the Spurs and the Raptors, plus the odds on this trade happening. You know, the gambling community kind of had a beat on this one a few days before it happened when the Raptors emerged as a huge favorite to get Kawhi, and the gambling community wound up, or the odds-making community, wound up being correct.
Yeah, and if you look at the odds adjustment, and ultimately that cold cash truth, the numbers don't lie when it comes to the cash. Raptors were in the 75-1 range to win the title, now about the 40-1 range. So unequivocally, and I agree with this, we have a Toronto team that won the second most games in the NBA in the regular season. That's an objective fact. We have a Kawhi Leonard that, if his mindset is positive, and let's call that a question mark, and if his health is 100%, I think that's, quite frankly, less of a question mark. I mean, quads don't last a year and a half, so let's assume health. Kawhi Leonard is better than DeMar DeRozan. I think DeMar DeRozan's a little underrated right now because of how he played in that Cavs series. He was second-team All-NBA. That means he's between the 6th and 10th best player. Even if you say that's a little bit off, he's a top 15 player. I don't think you can even debate that. So, but Leonard, Kawhi, maybe the 5th best player when he's healthy. So you got a Toronto team for next season only that I think has improved significantly. And thus, I gave a bet on my show last night. I believe a great bet, and I've already bet it, Toronto to win the East plus 450 you can get. And to me, I get the Boston love, but we just don't know getting back Kyrie and getting Hayward for the first time to really play on the team, how that's going to integrate with these young Bucks for Boston that's played so well. If they all play great and they play well together, I think Boston's current odds are fair. I just think it's a question mark if that happens for Boston. Philadelphia, injury questions you always got to have with Embiid and Simmons for the whole season. Thus, give me 4.5 to 1 on Toronto to just win the East. I like it.
RJ, quickly, we have 30 seconds. Over under San Antonio wins, I saw 45.5. They won 47 last year, basically without Kawhi, and they've added DeMar DeRozan. But the West is much harder now. What do you go over or under on that number?
I would go over. I think that you got to think one of the great accomplishments of last season was San Antonio winning that many games without Leonard for most of the season. Now you pretty much just add DeRozan. I think it's over.
It's RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com. You can find him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. RJ, I'm out next Sunday. I'll be back the following Sunday when training camp will be in full swing. There will even be a preseason game going on that day. RJ, the first wagering opportunity of the preseason. I look forward to talking to you on August the 5th, I guess it is, RJ.
I'll be there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.